First introducing the starting lineup for the Madison Edgewood Crusaders in goal, number one, Hayden Rule. The defenseman, number two, Bennett Cagle. And number 25, George Colletti. At center, number nine, Owen Porter. And the wings, number 15, Owen Cook. And number 20, Owen Barnett. And the rest of the Crusaders, along with their head coach, Pete Wathering, and assistant coaches, Matt Smith and Michael Johnson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the three youth hockey players of the day. First, the first youth hockey player of the day, Colton Vavra. Colton plays forward on the Mites White team and is in second grade at Hillcrest. And his favorite NHL team is the Penguins. His parents are Eric and Alicia Vavra. Colton skates out with number five, Sam Hebert. The second youth hockey player of the day is Reese Vavra. Reese plays forward on the beginners team and is in kindergarten at Hillcrest. His favorite NHL team is the Penguins. And he skates out with starting wing number 21, Jackson LeMay. And our third youth hockey player of the day, Nolan Vavra. Nolan plays forward on the Squirt 8 team and is in fourth grade at Hillcrest. His favorite NHL team, the Penguins. And Nolan skates out with also starting wing number 27, Ethan Foyles. Ladies and gentlemen, the youth hockey players of the day, Nolan Colton and Reese Vavra. And now for the starting line, in goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The other defenseman, number four, Brett Krista. And number six, Eli Burmester. And at center, number 15, Brett Carlson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coach, Jason Krista.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for today's game, and we'll take a break and come back for puck drop here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Spin move, tie game from 24 down. The Cards tied it.
Holm steps into a tough three.
He made it.
Go home.
At the buzzer.
Wins the game for McDonald. 68-65.
We did it. Around the boards, and the Cards are going to stay.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
WOGO hockey today, Chi-High hockey, the Cards and the Madison Edgewood Crusaders on WOGO. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart along with Chase Hoople, the former Cards defenseman. Edgewood in the gray sweaters with the gold and burgundy trim, and burgundy breezers and Chi High and the home whites, and the black breezers with the red and black trim here today. For the Crusaders, they'll start with that all-junior line, Cook, Porter, and Barnett up front for them. Cagle and Coldetti are the defensemen. The Cards start with the all-senior line, Foyles, Carlson, and LeMay, Hebert, and Austin Fournette defensively. And here we go. Chi High in the attack right away. There's a shot by Brett Krista. Slid that just wide of the paint. Kicks out of the left-wing corner. And the Cards right away have a scoring chance as they came down into the face of goaltender Hayden Rule for Madison Edgewood. Now it's picked up behind Rule, banged into the right wing corner, and Edgewood able to clear it out to center and into the Chi High zone. Cards chase it down in the near wing corner. Now it's going to be left to right over to Krista. Can't get it out, or did they? Okay, it was an offsides call. Looked like the defenseman Cagle stepped up, but didn't quite get there in time, so it's an offsides against Edgewood. Now they go with that all-senior line. Kind of a line mismatch here for head coach Pete Rothering as he puts in the Richter line. Lenz, Richter, centering Halbleib, and here they come. This is Halbleib right now at a goal last night in the 3-2 loss to Hudson. Richter's got it, turns, kicks one toward the net, saved there by Strong, and it's on the half wall of the Chi High zone. Picked up by Edgewood, now picked off by the Cards, slammed off the wall by Johnson. Carter Johnson got it into the attacking zone. Now it's along the blue stripe and laid into the corner by the Cards, and that line's going to come off very rapidly right here. 15:39 left to go in the first period. No score. Cards get a fresh set out there. The Johnson-Kristen-Skelton line. The young line out there right now for Chi High. Shots one apiece, and the puck in the Chi High zone. Here is Edgewood. They try to go D to D, and that kicked off the skate of Shane Fish. And Edgewood has to go back to their own zone and regather. Now lead pass for Ryan Grillin Ports. Ports got it on the near wing and then lost the rock, and it floats into the left wing corner as we're 2 minutes into the game. Here is a shot by Port as he backpedaled to the blue line, and Derek Strong had a good look at it as that long distance attempt came in on him, and he'll hang on to the puck right here. 14:59 left to go in the first period. Face off to the stick side of Strong here in the first couple of minutes of the game. Going to be taken by the Cards, wrapped around the boards by Burmeister, and passed up on the far wing, left wing, and here is Foyles with a chance as he was flying down between the circles. Got a little piece of it, kind of pushed it toward the net, and Rule hangs on to that one for the faceoff in the Edgewood zone. So a couple of minutes in, Hoop, what do you see so far?
Yeah, I think right now, you know, the Cards are still trying to test it out a little bit. You could definitely tell Edgewood's a little older, more experienced, but we have a couple of chances, so let's build on it.
Faceoff in the right wing circle, and it's going to be hauled in by Madison Edgewood. Breakout pass is picked off out at neutral by Burmeister, and this one's curled into the left wing corner. Cards trying to chase it down, but it's going to pop back out between the blue lines. Kicked around, and here comes Madison Edgewood crossing the blue line. Centering pass right there. Cards on the back check. Good job. Turned up the ice by LeMay, and Jackson trying to go one on three right here. Drags a little bit along the half wall, trying to let his teammates get on the ice on the line change. And this one is lobbed back out to neutral. And Madison Edgewood coming down. That's Soma with a chance, but he kind of fanned out it. The Cards lifted up his lumber and didn't get a whole lot of stick on the puck. Here comes Madison Edgewood into the zone, and a quick shot right there. Nice little dangle by Getzky. Got past a couple of Cards and laid one on Derek Strong. He came out to meet him, and that one came off his chest protector and back in the Edgewood zone. 13-37 and counting. Left to go, first period, no score. Chi-Hi and Madison Edgewood here, non-conference battle early on this season. It's in the right wing corner. And Dylan Bast is down there right now, trying to get it out to Sam Hebert. And we've got a stoppage of play right here, a hand pass, I think. So they're going to whistle this one dead at 13:23 left to go, first period. And for the Cards, that smallish line of Johnson, Skelton, and Krista right here, the young kids up front. This one's going to be pushed all the way back deep in the Chi-Hi zone. And Sam Hebert getting on it to try to clear it out. 13:09 left to go. This one drops in the left wing corner. Johnson tried to get there. Can't reach it in time. And a shot comes in through some traffic and just went wide of the net. I'm not sure the Cards even saw that one coming through, and it just squirted wide. This one kicks off a Cardinal player, and it comes back out. And this is Easton Skelton trying to do some magic, but couldn't quite get to the puck in time, and it's dumped back in by Edgewood. And that'll be an icing right here. Shots three apiece. No score up on the board. 12:42 left to go, first period. Face-off will come in the left wing circle, Chi-Hi attacking zone right now. And Brett Carlson trying to win this one. Carlson got it to the boards right along the yellow stripe. Now Carlson's going to pick it up himself, wing it off to the near wing. And there's a chance for Burmester. That one came off the stick of Rule, and he'll carry him that one into the left wing corner. And it's carried out by Edgewood. Here's the centering pass. Nobody there from Madison Edgewood. The Crusaders and Chi-Hi will skate it up the ice. Here's Jackson LeMay. Lays one on the goaltender, and he'll careen that one off into the right wing corner. And Cards try the forecheck right here. And it is Foyles with a chance as he came floating a couple of feet out from the paint. And the puck was right there for him. And one of the Edgewood players a little hurt. Oh, this one goes in. It came back top of the circle. And Chi-Hi able to beat Rule top of the cage. And the Cards score first. Jackson LeMay. It was LeMay from Ethan Foyles here in the first period. And Edgewood down a man at that point. They had a guy on the ice, and that helped us out. It opened up some ice there for us, and we're able to roof one on Rule.
Yeah, absolutely. We won the battle below the goal line. We had a good F3 high in the slot, and good things happen when you play structured.
5:03, time of the goal here in the first. And Jackson LeMay, two goals in 2 days for the senior. Able to score on Rule. And Chi-Hi leads this one by a 1-0 count on Madison Edgewood. Cards have it right now, looking for more. It's Dylan Bast. Hands off on the left wing side for Matt Fournette. And he lost it. Now the Cards on the back check right now. Got a 2-on-1 developing for Edgewood. They come in. There's a shot on net. Rebound try. And that one fought off by Derek Strong. A couple of big saves by the senior right there to keep it 1-0. The puck drops in the left wing corner. 11:15 and counting. Left to go, first period. And now the puck floats out of play. And that'll stop the action right here. 11:14 remaining, six apiece for the shots. Chi-Hi with the one that counts here from Jackson LeMay at 5:03 of the first. And the face-off back in the Card zone. It's going to be the stick side of Strong. And here we go. Chi-Hi gets some players right there at the dot. Trying to get their heads down and just push the puck ahead. It comes out to neutral ice right along the near wall. Battle for it. Dug off the fence and dumped right back in again by Madison Edgewood. This one's going to come left to right behind the goaltender. It's Fournette, Austin Fournette back there, the young defenseman. And Edgewood's got it right now. They work it back to the point. A one-timer by Cagle. Swallowed up there by Derek Strong. So the Cards, a younger team so far, Hoop, but holding their own here today.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that we're younger, a little less mature, but ultimately, I mean, the big thing for them right now is just any transition we can get where we can transition quick and get the puck into our offensive zone and make quick plays. All of a sudden, we find ourselves up 1-2-3-0.
Yep.
That's when games like this can change against older, more experienced teams.
Here is Foyles. Nice win for Chi High off the draw. Jackson LeMay, they try to go back to Foyles again, just beyond his reach. The puck loose in the corner, set it up, and the save there by Rule. Slide's playing well. Carlson and Foyles and LeMay, seniors out there. They learned from a good group of seniors who graduated. And here they are leading the team now. And it's Brett Carlson in the circle on the near side. This one is chucked into the right wing corner, but pulled out by Madison Edgewood, and they come across the line. Here is Cook, Owen Cook on that first line, and a shot taken, went over the crossbar. This one off the window and hard into the left wing corner. Another centering pass. There's a hard shot on net. Where is it? It's in the left wing corner. Strong had it for a moment, then lost it. Went into the left wing corner, and the Cards will just dump this the length of the ice right here to get a breather. 10:02 left to go, first period.
Swing.
Looks to me, too, like Hoop, that when Edgewood has it down there, they're very disciplined with their play, and they do get some good looks at our
goal. Oh, yeah. No, Edgewood, I mean, you can tell they're definitely they're stronger. They're a very disciplined, well-rounded team.
Chi High, though, right now leading 1-0, and here comes Sam Hebert, a shot. And that one is captured by Rule. Had Carter Johnson on his wing, just screaming to the net, but Hebert took the shot himself, and Rule makes the save. Face off now to the club side of the Edgewood goaltender. And it's going to be Frenette to try to win this one. Got his head down, lost the puck though, and Edgewood comes out with it. Here is Dylan Lenz. Lenz on the wide side of the circle. That one almost tied up. Derek Strong had some D help in front of him and may have confused him just a bit and didn't know where it was for a second, but the Cards able to get it high in the zone. Now it is hauled down on the glove side by Hebert, and he'll spin it out. And that one's going to go wide of the cage at the other end of the ice. So there's an icing call on Chi High. 9:26 left to go. First period. Cards up 1-0 on Edgewood here in the first period. Faceoff's going to come in the left wing circle. Chi High defensive zone. Shots are 9-8 in favor of Edgewood right now. It's been a clean game, no penalties so far. This one cycled back by Krista. And the Cards looking to break out of the near wing. They got it through neutral ice. It's hauled in right there by Edgewood, and they work it up, but Chi High with the intercept, and they're out to neutral ice. It's Sam Johnson unable to control it. Poked off his stick, and now the Cards on the half wall in their own zone. Again, a clear. That should have been an offsides right there as the shot came in. There were Edgewood players in our zone, but they're going to wave it off. They're going to not call that one, and Chi High's got it right now. Now it's picked off. Here's Edgewood with a chance, and they score. Cards got a little sloppy in their own zone, and Madison Edgewood ties this one up. Here in the third, in the first period. So it's going to be Rylan Port from Kinsler here in the first for Edgewood. 8:22 at the time of the goal. And Edgewood looking like a strong team. Finally hits pay dirt here against Chi High. They just kept working the puck and were relentless on the forecheck, and it paid off for them. So we're all tied at one apiece. Edgewood's got it right now. They'll work it back for their D. Open up some ice here. That one intercepted by Foyles. Ethan's got it right now. Ethan down the slot. Had it chipped off his stick. It comes back for Brett Carlson. He can't control. And this one deflects all the way down to the Chi High end of the ice. And Sam Hebert is there first. Works it off to his left for Austin Fournette. On the break, they get it out. And here is Foyles. Foyles beats the knee. Foyles coming in. Foyles with a chance off the backhand. And Rule tiptoed over to get it. Had the end of his stick, just the end of his skate on that puck. What a great job by Ethan on that chance. But he couldn't beat the goaltender. Who?
Yeah, the only thing I love bringing it across the goalie's face there, especially when you have speed and you have that D beat. The only thing I would have is, you know, that goalie's trying to move from post to post there. So five holes wide open. I would have loved to just see him try to slip it there. But ultimately, that's a great rush. That's a great play.
Yeah, he turned the afterburners out.
I don't know if Foyles had that speed.
He does, yeah. He's very quick. There's Chi High with a chance again. That came off Rule, the goaltender. And ricochets into the left wing corner. And a backhand try right there by Carter Johnson. And that one's going to be swallowed up by Rule, but Johnson relentless down there, a few feet off the paint, just kept whacking at it and got it to the tender, but not past him. So the Cards putting some pressure back on Edgewood after they tied it up a few moments ago. 7:49 left to go here in the first. One apiece the score. And this one off to the far fence and going to be picked up right now by Fournette. Here is Matthew. Walks it to the hole. That one knocked down by the goaltender. Cleared to his D. And it's going to be cleared all the way down. Dumped all the way down by Madison Edgewood. And there's an icing call against the Crusaders. 7:31 left to go in the first period on WOGO Radio. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart and Chase Hoople with you here at the rink today. Face off back in the Edgewood end of the ice, north end of the barn here. And there's the drop. Edgewood will peel it off, and here they come across the Chi High line. Into the zone, and a couple of players went ramming into the cage, and that'll dislodge the net right here, and that'll stop play.
It's like we're going to be on the kill now.
So they're going to call a penalty on Chi High for ramming the Edgewood player into our net. A hook on Austin Fournette. So the first power play here, hoop, goes to Madison Edgewood. Cards were clean on the kill last night against Verona. Chi High did score a goal themselves on the power play. But now they give Edgewood a chance right here. And they have got a lot of talent. This one comes back to the point. There's Cagle with a chance. It didn't make it to the net. Hit off some traffic out in front. Comes right back to Cagle. Along the wall is Cook. Cook on the half wall is going to drop it in deep. And a centering pass. That's saved by Strong, but it comes right back to Matt Richter on this power play. The big returning scorer. And Richter with a shot that was picked off. The intercept and cleared by Chi High. 1:27 to go on the Edgewood power play. 6:44 in the game clock here in the first. Tied at one apiece. Nice pick right there. The sweeping pickoff by Carlson. Jackson LeMay coming in a little deep, and you could hear the coaches say, get back. Carlson with a good sweeping poke check right there. And he'll spin off on the line change. So he is off. Foyles out there right now, and Ethan's got it right here. Ethan hands off to Jackson LeMay. LeMay to the blue line, pestered as he came in, and coughed up the rock, and this is going to be picked up by Richter. Big goal scorer, 34 goals for Matt Richter last year. This one goes cross ice into the Chi High zone. Cards will retreat, and then the intercept, and they'll clear. We're down to 35 seconds left to go in the power play for Madison Edgewood. Here they come again. Edgewood on the break. There's an errant pass, and Cagle has to go back and scoop it up. We're down to 18 seconds remaining on the power play. Head Manning pass right now. This is going to go rake wide on the near side. Chi High right there in their faces, and it's cleared right on net, and that'll about do it for the power play. Down to 3 seconds. 2, one, and that's it. So the Cards fight off the first power play for Madison Edgewood, but a shot on net. It dribbled in on Derek Strong, and he kicked that one in the left wing corner coming off that Edgewood power play. Now Chi High will lob this one back out to neutral, but they're in the midst of a change, so they can't make much of it right here. Comes back in the Cardinals zone, and here is Krista. Will feather this one off to his left. Under five to play here in the first period. Edgewood with a chance, and there's a shot. Edgewood player was knocked down, dragged into the corner, and Chi High will counter right here. It is Easton Skelton will drop this one in the right wing corner, and they say he was behind the center ice red line. So that'll be an icing call against Chi High. 4:43 left to go in the first. Still tied at one apiece here.
Good kill, though. Not bad. Edgewood definitely had a couple of really great opportunities, but, you know, ultimately it's just got to – a big thing is your D, got to keep your toes facing north, and then you just got to make sure you always have someone helping support that center of the ice there. But overall, good kill.
4:43, and there's the faceoff. Chi High able to break out of their own end, and Dane Krista's got it right here. Krista reaching back for it, couldn't find it. Here is Johnson. And little number seven, bang that one off the boards on the far side. And that is in the face of the Edgewood player trying to skate it out of his own zone. 4:19 left to go. This one drops back in the Edgewood into the ice. And Johnson's going to come off as well as Dane Krista. Here's that top line again. Brett Carlson, the first guy to hit the ice here off that line. And the line change complete. Here's Carlson right now. Brett's got it, lost it for a moment, picked it right back up again. Goes rink wide for Austin Fournette. Fournette in the corner, drags it, and back to Matt Fournette. And 16 will throw one at the cage, and that one is swallowed up by the goaltender, Hayden Rule. So we got the faceoff ahead in the Edgewood zone here with 3:51 left to go in this first period. Lions going to stay out there. They weren't on the ice too long. Fournette will take the drop. This one into the left wing corner. Edgewood picks it up. Go tape to tape, and they're in the zone. Here's a one-timer on net, kicked out by Strong. They're putting a lot of rubber on him right now, late in this period. Here is Edgewood, top of the circle on the far side. Over to Richter. Richter's got it, dangles, beat one player, dropped it off for Case Soma. Soma at the bottom of the circle had it intercepted, stripped off his stick, and back out to neutral. And here is Cagle, the big defenseman. Cagle works it in for Richter. One-timer. Hits some traffic out in front. Ricochets into the left-wing corner. 3:51 left to go. There's the hard around. And it is going to be pushed out. Well, not quite out of the zone. Now finally Chi High able to drop this one off the near fence and into the Edgewood zone. Madison on the breakout right now. This one kicks off a Chi High skate, flips up high into the air, and it'll be regathered by the Cards in their own zone. Here is Krista. Worked it right up the wall, then laid the lumber on the Edgewood player. That was Owen Cook, who went down in a heap off big number four's check. 3:18 left to go as the puck is in the Card zone. This one dumped in by Edgewood, and they'll peel off on their line change right now with 3:10 left to go. And the intercept in the zone by Madison Edgewood. That's Porter. Ripped one off the glove of Strong. And Derek had to be really looking at that puck, his head on a swivel this end of this period for sure. 2:52 left to go. Still 1-1 tie. And a one-timer. Top of the circle on the near side by Cook. And they're really dropping some rubber on our goaltender right now. And this one is off the body of Sam Johnson. Where is it? Cards trying to gather it up. They finally are able to clear the puck off the near wall and all the way down. And Edgewood with a little bit of a flurry there, Hoop.
Yeah, just a little bit of one. Sometimes, though, the name of the game is you just got to weather the storm.
Yep.
Just got to weather the storm. You're surviving on those long shifts.
For sure. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. There's a shot on net by Edgewood off the faceoff in the Chi-High zone. 2:29 left to go. We're still tied at one apiece. And it's on the far half wall in the Cards D zone. And it's top of the circle and going to be carried out right now by Austin Furnett. 2:15 left to go. Dumped right back in by Edgewood. Sam Hebert, the first guy to get on it for the Cards, cycles it around the wall. And this one's going to get past the blue line again. Out to neutral. Chi-High trying to get organized right here. Long lead pass right there for Austin Furnett. Couldn't catch it. And Edgewood will counter into the Card zone. Drop pass right there. Top of the circle. Chi-High, the only guys there for that pass. And they'll lay this one feathered all the way back down in the Edgewood zone. 1:40 left to go in the first period. Edgewood on the breakout right here. And this is Ryland Port. Port came in, had his stick taken off. In fact, I think he may have broken his stick. So Port looking for some new lumber. This one comes back out to neutral. And Edgewood gathers in back in their own zone. Came off Krista's stick. And now he'll catch up to it. Brett's got it right now. Turns, moves from left to right. Chi-High on the breakout right there. And who's going to come up with it? Krista able to jam that one off the wall on the far side. Play it back out to neutralize as we go to 1 minute left to go in this first period. We're tied at one. Chi-High and Madison Edgewood laid into the right wing corner, but that's an ice call on the Cards. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hard-working athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud to support the Cards. 54.8 seconds left to go, first period. Knotted up at one apiece. Here's a clean win off the draw for Edgewood. And spinning, trying to get his Dylan Lenz. He had the initial shot. It came back, and then he couldn't find it. And Lenz has got it right now on the back check. Lenz gets it up for Helbleib into the zone, and it's poke checked off his stick with 35 seconds left to go first period. Back to the Edgewood zone. Cards trying to back check, and here's Brett Krista. Angles that one off the boards, and it'll float just a few feet back into the Edgewood zone. Helbleib's got it. Works it across the blue stripe, and will drop off for Dylan Lenz. Chi-High in transition right now. And here comes Sam Hebert. Down to 7 seconds. 5 seconds left to go. Here is Furnett. One last pop at the goaltender maybe. Can he control it? No. Time runs out. Just couldn't get away from the shadowing Edgewood players. And we'll go to the locker room. Tied up at one apiece here. Today, Chi-High and Madison Edgewood. Shots 18-16 in favor of Madison right now.
Yeah, you know, 18-16, I can definitely feel that Edgewood's taking it to us a little bit. You could definitely tell they're a little bit more seasoned team.
Yep.
You know, but ultimately, we just need to take care of kind of the middle of the ice just a little bit better. I feel like we're kind of losing guys a little bit in our D zone, which is allowing them to kind of get to the middle of the ice, get to those high percentage scoring areas. Strong had a great period overall. He saw a few point-blank shots, and he was able to keep majority of them out of the net. So ultimately, you know, it was a pretty good first period. You know, we're definitely the younger team. You can tell, I mean, just looking through the roster, you can tell we're much, much younger. And it's shown a little bit, but overall, we were able to weather the storms when necessary, and we're in a 1-1 dogfight now.
Yeah, and Edgewood kind of had the late wake-up call. You can see they came out a little flat. But they look like they're getting their act together here midway through the first period.
Yeah, no, they're a well-coached team. They're a solid team through and through. So, yeah, you could definitely tell they kind of picked it up there in the last, like, 7 minutes.
So, for Chi-High, being this young team, they just got to kind of do all they can. Make those scoring chances pay off if they can. They've had a few.
100%.
They just couldn't get it past Rule, their goaltender. Well, they get two or three of those, and it, you know, can have a good game here.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for them is tighten it up a little bit in the D zone. The funny thing is, your best defensive zone is your best offense. You know, if you're structured in your D zone, you're playing strong in your D zone, you're not allowing any grade A opportunities, all of a sudden the puck's going to start going the other way.
Yep.
So it all starts in your D zone, and ultimately, like I said earlier, our transition game has got to be good. Any chance we get where we can move a puck up ice, break it out really quick, and all of a sudden we're generating two-on-one, three-on-twos, odd man rushes, start taking advantage of a couple of those, and you'll be surprised what happens.
Yeah, I can see, you know, our younger players just don't have as much freedom in this game as they did last night against Verona, a team that maybe isn't quite the quality of this Madison Edgewood team. So they're struggling a little bit more against Edgewood here today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and from what I hear, Verona is missing five of their top seven.
Yeah, they were.
You know, so I think last night was a good opportunity for them to get their feet under them in some high school varsity hockey. I mean, the hardest part about playing high school when you're young is you grow up your whole life, and at most, you know, unless you move up early, kids are a year older than you. You know, where now you get into high school, you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, kids are 3 to 4 years older than you. You know, so it's a different ball game, but ultimately I think last night was a good opportunity for them to maybe play a team that was a little down, and find some success and gain some confidence right away, you know, where now they're playing Edgewood, who's definitely a better team. But overall, I mean, they're playing pretty well. They're playing hard. You can tell that the intensity's there.
Yeah.
You know,
that's,
so
that's
it's just
what a coach wants.
100%. You know, you can't coach effort. You know, the kid's got to bring that. So now it's just tightening up those dotting the I's, crossing the T's kind of thing.
Absolutely. All right, good stuff. Chi High and Edgewood tied at one apiece after one here on Wogo Radio today. And we will come back and get you ready for the second period. Chi High and Madison Edgewood. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Chi High Hockey today at home against Madison Edgewood, and we're tied at one apiece after one. The Cards getting the first goal of the game. from Jackson LeMay. The assist going to Ethan Foyles at 5:03 of the first period. And then Edgewood countered at 8:22 of the first. A tally by Rylan Port. And the assist going to Hudson Kinsler. Chi-Hi did clear out a power play for Edgewood. They were unable to score on that one power play of the game so far. And that's where we sit after one period of play here today. Morning games. You remember any of those early games? I mean, they start, you have to get at the rink in the morning, and got maybe a 12-noon.
Absolutely. We hated them.
Yeah.
There's just something.
Especially after a night game the night before, huh?
Yeah, and there's just something special about playing, like, a 7 p.m. game.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, it's dark outside, the street lights are on, you know, you're walking into the rink, and the atmosphere is just better. You know, you can see here the crowd size is a little bit different than last night. You know, so I always hated them. The funny thing is I'm coaching youth hockey now, and, like, we'll play games before 8 a.m. And I'm just like... What are we doing here?
In your pajamas or what?
Yeah, literally. Rolling out of bed, grab your cup of coffee, get a snack. And,
right.
You know, the worst part is, as a coach, is you get to the rink an hour early when your kids are.
Right.
And so we always show up an hour early, 50 minutes before the game, we do a team meeting. Mm-hmm. And then they go off and stretch. So it's like for 40 minutes. It's just like, what are we, like, we are worthless at this point, you know?
Yeah.
The best part is I'm actually coaching a team with Bridger Fixmer.
Ah, yeah. Oh, cool.
Old Chi-Hi standout goaltender.
What a great goaltender.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun, you know, because I got to know Bridge when I was coaching him.
Yep.
And then now get to know him a little bit more on a personal side. And, you know, Bridger's an awesome guy.
He is. Yeah. Terrific family and great goaltender. I mean, one of the banners is up here
in
2020. Who could forget that year? That state trip was the last event before everything shut down.
I know.
For COVID.
It's crazy.
I mean, how life changed right after that state tournament.
You know, I will never forget, we were at Wausau West, not to talk about COVID, because I think everyone wants to just leave that
so
in the past.
That. I know,
But I'll never forget, we were like mid-December at Wausau West, and Isaac Lindstrom brought it up before the game, and I was like, dude, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
we don't need to hear
it's
that.
It's not going to, it's, right. Dude, do you know how often stuff like this happens?
Right. Yep.
Sure enough, we get down to the state tournament, and it's on the rise a little bit, you know. And then next thing you know, the next week, everything shut down.
Everything.
And it's like, I thought back to that moment, and I was like, how crazy is that? You know, because there's things that happen in life where you're just like, nah, it's not.
Right.
Like, they're just blowing it out of proportion. And it was one thing where all of a sudden it turned the world a little bit different.
Did.
But here we are.
I'm glad we got the tournament in.
Oh,
too. That was the last event.
And it was probably one of the most historical semifinal games of all time.
Yeah, at the Big Barn.
Yeah, there. The Big Barn. Last year it was played in there, I think, too, right?
No, it was at
Was there one more year?
No, they didn't play it at the Big.
I think it was the last year it was played at the Coliseum, right? What a great venue, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was old. It was showing its age, but you just walk in there.
It's historic.
I remember Coach Parker brought us into the old Badger locker room, and he was pointing out, because his brother used to play there.
Yep.
He was pointing out, like, Chelios used to sit there, and Zeke used to sit there, and it was just like, just the history in that arena. It's just, and the Badgers used to roll.
I know they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing like Dane County Coliseum.
No, it's just
Alliant Energy, I think they called it. And I miss having the state tournament there, even though fans didn't fill that place up. I get that, but it was just something special.
It was just a great, and nothing against Cap Ice Arena, but that's just not a state. It's not the same.
It's not.
You know, and we're talking about the state championship, right? Like, football plays at Camp Randall.
Yep.
Volleyball's at the Ref Center. Basketball's at the Cole Center.
Yep.
Like, all these great venues are what it should be. Like, you're putting one team on a pedestal that's the number one team in the state.
You bet.
You know, so at least with the Coliseum, like, it was just a great venue with some history.
Sure.
To the point where, like, as a kid, I remember going down there as a coach and stepping in at ice level and just looking around, and it was just, like, bone-chilling.
Pretty impressive.
You know, where Cap Ice, the kids just don't get that.
It's like a glorified high school rink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, memories of the past. This
memories of the past.
Yeah, exactly. Forget the game. We'll just talk hockey here in past years. But a lot of fun memories here for Chi High. All right, team's about ready to go, and we'll kick off the second period in just a minute. This is Cards Hockey on Logo.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
I like these new sweaters for Edgewood. Yeah.
Chi High Hockey. We're into the afternoon. Started in the AM. We're in the PM now. And after one, it's 1-1. Chi High scoring first. Edgewood coming back to tie it up. And here we go for the second period. Edgewood pouring it on in the latter half of the first. So let's see if Chi could cool him down a little bit. Maybe put one in behind the senior goaltender, Hayden Rule. Fournette, the last guy out to make the line complete for Chi High. And here we go. Dished into the Edgewood zone. A little water out there still, so the player's going to have to maneuver around that. 16:51 just underway here in the first. Shots are 17:50 now in favor of Chi High as we go into this second period. Here is Edgewood. It is Rylan Port who's got the lone goal. He'll drop this one in the right wing corner. Now it comes over for Porter, Owen Porter. Back to the point, and that one hits some steel. And the goaltender's best friend helped out right there. Derek Strong couldn't get his glove on it. Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. Comes in, shot, oh! He fouled the back of the cage. What a shot by Matt Fournette. One on two, and he buried it against Rule just near the dot in the right circle, and it's 2-1 Chi High.
That's what I love about the game of hockey is, you know, Edgewood right here, point blank shot from the blue line. Yeah. Puck had eyes. I could have swear it was going in. Hits a pipe, kicks out for a quick rush. We exit the zone. Fournette makes a great play with his stick, chips it around the D, walks into about the dot, and then rips one, pipe it in. You know, it's just crazy how the game just can just change so fast.
Such a fast game. And Netter, great player, great young player. He's got good hands, good hockey sense.
The thing I like about him is he plays with very intense attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's got some swagger to his game.
All the time.
Yeah, and he just plays hard.
Yeah. All right, so Chi High back on top again. There's a whistle underneath us, and it looks as if it's going to be a penalty coming up here. Let's see if Chi High goes on the power play. Got a hold here on Edgewood, and the Cards indeed will have the man advantage. Well, those are the kind of plays that Chi High needs to make to turn something around and bury that puck when they get a chance.
100%. That's what I'm saying. On our transition game is going to be huge. If we can capitalize on the transition, because we're not generating a ton of offensive zone
right
now.
On the set piece plays, for sure. Here's Chi High with the man advantage over to Krista. He goes into the slot for a foil as he turned, went on the forehand, and that one gunned off a Edgewood player and ricochets back to the Chi High into the ice. Here is Brett right now. Goes over the foils, crosses the line. Oh, just inside was Brett Krista. Lost his edge a little bit and had a skate inside the zone. So an offsides call here against Chi High. 2-1 our count on the Netter goal right there. 15:47 left to go in the second period. And Cards up by a 2-1 count. Edgewood's got this one. They dump it rink wide, and the Cards will reset right here. Here they come. It is Sam Hebert trying to head-manning pass that came off an Edgewood skate. Where is it? On the near wall and intercepted by Edgewood. Their player comes in very quickly. Owen Cook looking for the loose change. Here is Jackson LeMay behind his goaltender. And there's the intercept and a chance for Edgewood. And did that one go in?
Nope.
Nope.
Piping
nope.
out.
It hit the pipe and out. Yep. It was very close.
Hit the wrong netting.
We'll take it. Boy, the Cards coughed one up in their own zone, didn't they?
Yeah, just got a little careless, a little lazy on our retrievals.
Here is Burnett. They're trying to win a zone draw here right now, and it's going to be Madison Edgewood able to come up with it. Rosenberg drops this one into the right wing corner. Jai High in the breakout, can't clear. Comes back to Netter, and where is it? It's going to be taken by Edgewood. This is Owen Barnett on that first line on the kill right now. And the Cards not generating much offense on this power play. Down to 30 seconds left to go in it and struggling to get it out of their own zone. Here they come. Chai High hand off to Austin Fournette. Now gathered in by Krista, Dane Krista. Off to the right and a shot on net. And Rule had to kind of jump all over to get that one. Turn it into the left wing corner, and it's cleared all the way down by Edgewood, and that'll just about do it for the Chai High power play. So the Cards 0-1, as well as Edgewood 0-1. Here is Foyles with a centering pass. Teams are equal strength right now, and Edgewood strings a player back. We got a breakaway chance. Here comes Rothery. Will Rothery, the coach's son, with a chance off the backhand, but it just went wide of the cage. And the Cards caught a break. They let Rothering get behind him on that one. And a stretch pass nearly made it a 2-2 game. Here comes the Cards. It is Carlson. Drop pass right there for Foyles. Foyles wheels and deals around the wall. And this one's going to pop back out across the blue stripe. Gathered in there by Sam Hebert. 13:30 left to go here in the second. Chai High trying to attack right now. Long shot by Hebert. Went over above the crossbar, hit off the wall, and pops it right back out to neutral and into the Chai High zone. Here's Brett Krista. He flags it down. Krista then twists and reverses and works the puck back up to the blue line. Stopped there. Dumped into the left wing corner by Edgewood. 13 minutes exactly left to go here in the second period. Cards lead it 2-1. And this one banked off the wall by Hebert. And here comes Chai High. Across the line is Bast. Dylan Bast with a wrist shot. Came off the tender into the left wing corner. And this one is going to ricochet all the way back into the Chai High zone. Regathered there by the Cards. Played off of sticks and no icing there. With 12:39 left to go. And it floats in from right to left. Deep in the Edgewood zone. Shots are 21-16 in favor of Chai High right now. Here comes Richter, wheeling and dealing into the zone, left wing corner. Tried to pass out in front. That one picked off, and Edgewood with a chance now, and shot up into the netting behind Derek Strong. Now it's been pretty
back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. And, a lot of action here in the second period.
Plenty of action.
Face off. To the blocker side of Derek Strong and into the left wing corner and cycled back by Chai High. Now they look it over. Here is Edgewood on the forecheck. Nice job right there by Halbleib. That one goes into the left wing corner. Now they look to center and Strong. Derek Strong, I thought they were going to whistle that one. He had it under his stick, but they let him play on. And it's the top of the circle. And here's Halbleib right now. Works it back on the forehand. Dangles with it, picked off, and this one ripped off the wall by Krista down into the Edgewood zone. 11:47 left to go. Madison Edgewood with the breakout right now. The Crusaders cross the line. Here is Richter. Matt Richter looks up, looking to center. He'll take it himself, and it's stripped, and it's going to come right back into the center circle for Shane Fish. The big defenseman. He's got it. He'll rotate back behind his tender, open up some ice, and this one is dumped into the Chi-High zone. Here comes Edgewood right now. It's Porter heading to the hole. Got a delayed call on Chi-High, and the Cards still have it touched up and finally do. And there's the whistle as Edgewood had a flurry on our goaltender. Strong was on the ice, laying flat on the ice, so we had a wide open top of the net, and it's going to be Zach Black is going to sit number two, not 27, number two. So Black will sit for two on the trip here. And another power play for Edgewood. Drop in the Chi-High zone, and here they come. Edgewood's got it back to the D. On the near side is Cagle. Cagle works it down. Now they're working on the near side, and a quick one-timer by Cook. Hit off some traffic out in front, and Krista able to lift this one all the way back to clear. 10:51 in the game clock left here in the second. Edgewood again crosses the line and sets it up. They'll work it to the D on the far side. This is Richter, who went back to play D here. The outstanding offensive player, kind of directing the power play from the point. But it was intercepted, and the Cards clear again. 1:17 left to go in the power play. And Carlson had his stick slashed off his out of his hands, but no call right there as he digs it off the wall, trying to jam it out of the zone. And Edgewood's got the puck right now along the blue line. There's an intercept. Here comes LeMay with a breakaway chance. LeMay works in, shoots, and went in. Oh, I thought it went in. It just came off the post on the near side. 21 with a chance for a shorty. Came so close. Nice move on the goaltender. Just couldn't finish. And Edgewood's back with it with 38 seconds to go on the power play. There's a one-timer from the high slot. And that one's eaten up by Derek Strong, and he'll hang on with 35 to go on the power play. And 21 almost came up with a beautiful goal there.
Almost. It was a great read, great pick.
That would have been sweet, but it's still 2-1, 9:46 left to go here in the second period. Logo's coverage of the Cards this season. Glad to have you along, Greg Stewart and Chase Hoople here at the old rink today. Edgewood's got it. They'll work it down in the corner with the extra attacker, extra man here. And they get it up top for Fish. Fish looking down in the left wing corner to set up the play. And this one dug off the wall by Austin Furnett, but Chi-High can't control. And they're going to walk it right to the cage. Here's a centering pass in into the left wing circle for Madison Edgewood. Barnett's got it down to a couple of seconds left to go. There's the intercept for Chi-High, and they're able to clear out the center, and we're back to full strength. So Edgewood 0 for 2 on the man advantage as they still have the puck deep inside the Chi-High zone. Played behind the tender, comes right back to the point. There's a big block by Furnett. Came up limping just a bit on that block, so he'll come off. And this one, we're going to see a stoppage of play as we're going to have a penalty coming up on Madison Edgewood. And the Cards will have their second power play of the afternoon here. Chi-High up 2-1. Got a rough call on Cagle, the defenseman, so he'll sit for two here for Edgewood. Shots 21-17 in favor of Chi-High. And so far, the less experienced team is leading the veteran team here so far. Got a lot of hockey to play, though. 8:52 left to go. We're going to have a timeout.
Oh, unsportsmanlike.
Oh, unsportsmanlike. Okay. It looked like Lee Darrow was making the timeout call.
Bench Miner.
Bench Miner. So that Should be a 5-on-3, shouldn't it? Well, help me figure this out. Who?
I think the kids think. I think the kids think there's a timeout being called.
Well, it looked like the timeout call from Lee Darrow.
Yeah, but he called a unsportsmanlike. So, looks like it's going to be 5-on-3 here for 2 minutes.
Okay. He'll take it.
This is where you gotta just you gotta make something happen here.
All right, 5-on-3 for Chi High. 8:52 left to go. Second period. Cards up 2-1 on the Crusaders. And Chi High trying to control it inside the zone. Crusaders had it down deep, but Cards able to block the exit pass. Here's a shot on net. That one came from Sam Hebert, and it's cleared by the Crusaders. Just back in the Chi High zone, about at the hash marks. Here are the Cards again. Breakout pass for LeMay, who just missed a shorty a moment ago. Chi High works it back for Carlson. He'll drop it to Krista, to Hebert. Back to Krista. Brett, top of the circle, left side, and it went just behind the net. Fooled the goaltender just a bit. Here is Carlson with a chance. Bottom of the circle on the near side. And this one dumped off the wall all the way down. So a minute 10 left to go in the 5-on-3 for the Cards. They got to work it up very quickly and see if they can keep this line out there right now. And here's Hebert. Drags it into the zone and then drops it back. Here's a chance for LeMay. Couldn't find the net through traffic. Went into the left wing corner. On the forecheck is Krista, and this one pops out of play. 50 seconds left to go in the 5-on-3. 7:41 remaining second period here. Cards trying to hang on to a lead. 2-1 right now. They lead over Edgewood. And the drop is going to be in the left circle. Stick side of the goaltender. Chi High with a clean win. They get it back for Krista, the right point. And Brett will drag it to the top of the circle. Over to Hebert. He'll glide along the blue line. Gives it up for Krista. Hebert with a shot. And that went off the goaltender and cleared back out. And we're down to half a minute left to go in the 5-on-3. Hauled in there by Sam at the blue line. Works it for Krista. And the Cards at the blue line right now, ready to enter the zone. They go rink wide. Here is Foyles, lost the rock, and it's cleared. Cards got to get back on it. Krista near the end of his shift there. We got a high stick right here. And who's going to get called for it? Played with a high stick. So that's going to stop play right here. So the Cards, hoop not getting a lot of licks on their goaltender in the 5-on-3.
No, I mean, to be honest, that was probably one of the more selfish 5-on-3s I've seen. Yeah. You know, a 5-on-3, your whole goal is to isolate one guy.
Yeah.
Isolate it, make him run, open up some passing lanes, and I watch guys take shots from the blue line.
Yeah, it's like, that's true.
Guys, this, and, you know, momentum-wise, I mean, we score there. Momentum's huge on our side, but killing a 5-on-3, momentum goes the other way big time, so we got to ride the wave here.
And they just did. They got the puck in our zone, and that's it for the 5-on-3. Edgewood back to full strength as Hebert went down. Boston edge, and Edgewood right now. Here's a centering pass and a chance. Oh, just wide of the cage from Richter. He was all by himself and was trying to get one over the right shoulder of Strong, and it went wide. Edgewood, though, with some momentum right now, trying to hold the zone, and the Cards able to lace this one back to the Crusader zone with 6:20 left to go in the period. Yeah, big moment of deflation here for Chi High. Not played very well, so they have to work on the 5-on-3 here a little bit in practice. 6:14 left to go in the second period. Shots are 23-17 in favor of the hometown team. But we have the lead, 2-1. Can't complain too much about that against a veteran team here. Now I think this Edgewood team's got a chance to go back to state again. They look pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson. Just just trying to scoop up the loose change out in front of the goaltender. Took a feed from Dane Krista, and the young kids do it again. Wow. Love it. Sam Johnson, who scored last night, got on the scorebook from Dane Krista, who had a couple of points last evening. And Chi High, boy, just when you get off not a very good-looking 5-on-3, they score hoop. Can you figure it out?
Yeah, momentum's swung the other way now.
Wow. Unbelievable. 10:53, the time of the goal here in the second period. Chi High with a two-goal lead. Here's another chance. Oh, they had Jackson LeMay parked right out in front of the weak side of the goaltender. And he took a puck feed and whacked it right into Rule on that one. And there comes Edgewood again with a breakout pass and a shot. And the Edgewood player went into the right wing corner, lost an edge, and that's going to stop play. It didn't look like it was a play that should draw a penalty. He just kind of lost an edge and went into the corner. So he's slow to get up right now, the Edgewood player. That is Owen Barnett. Just went sliding into the right wing corner as he took a long stretch pass. Are they going to call a penalty on that? Huh. Well, let's see. Oh, a charge. Sam Hebert, 5-minute major on Hebert. Looked to me, though, like, you know, he just kind of was moving too fast and lost his skate and an edge and went into the corner.
Yeah, I'm thinking what probably happened is the kid shot the puck and then Hebert took two steps and just kind of cleaned his clock a little bit. I don't know if charging was the right call.
They got
it was weird because they both went down, though. You know,
yeah,
so
they did. They just were in a heap in the corner.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. 5-minute major on Sam Hebert, so you lose 5 minutes, and then you lose a solid senior defenseman as well. So Lucky is going to put out Jackson LeMay and Brett Carlson and Krista and Burmeister on the kill here. Chi-High has killed the first two power plays for Edgewood, but now they got a 5-minute major. It means they just keep going. They can score as much as they can in 5 minutes. And the faceoff in the Card zone is going to be picked up by Krista, and that one is laced off the wall all the way down. Going to need a lot of those here in the next five. Edgewood again. They get organized behind their own blue line. Now they work it up, cough up the puck, and that's cleared again by Chi-High. 5:11 left in the game clock. Just half a minute burned in the power play so far. And this is Matt Richter, their top scorer. Richter feeds off to the left for Owen Cook. Cook's shot went wide, back to the point. And here's Cagle. Cagle drops it down low for Porter. Back to Cagle, high slot. And that one is grabbed by Strong as it came in. Cards had a couple of D back down there. And Strong is going to eat that one up and hang on to it here. 4:49 in the game clock left here in the second. Cards with a couple of goals here in the second period to lead it 3-1 on Madison Edgewood. This one laid into the corner off the draw by Chi-High. They can't clear. And here is Dylan Lenz. Lenz cycles that one around. It's going to be intercepted by Krista. And taken right back by Edgewood. Edgewood trying to get a couple of players on it, but Chi-High fights him off and clears again. All the way down, burning some clock right here. 3:48 left to go in the power play. It is Fish leading the Crusaders into the zone and cleared again. There is Frenette, picked it up and winged it down. 3:30 left to go in the 5-minute major. Edgewood up on the near wing and racing into the zone is Dylan Lenz. Lenz will go into the corner. Centering pass right there off the backhand. Kind of fooled his own player, and that one intercepted by Chai Hyde and cleared all the way down. Cards keeping some fresh bodies on the ice. They've got Brett Carlson out there right now. This one jammed into the zone, into the right wing corner. Austin Frenette gets down there and clears again. So the Cards so far, Hoop, doing a good job in the kill here. At the
yeah, very
major.
Good job.
What do you like about it? What are they doing?
Oh, we're just not letting them take the zone.
Here comes, oh, Madison Edgewood. Beautiful play that time.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah. Owen Porter played it out of the tape, and I think that was Lenz who got the goal there. And they score on the power play, and they keep it going. So Porter's going to get the goal. The assist going to Richter and Bennett Cagle, the defenseman, here in the second on the power play. Yeah, it was at 13:34 of the second period. And all of a sudden, we got a back to a one-goal game here. Well, that five-minute power play, five-minute major is rough, I'll tell you. They can just keep going on the power play. We've got 2:41 left to go on it right now. Here is Cagle at the blue line, just a few feet inside. They work it back and forth, and Chai-Hai able to find the rock and clear it all the way down. 2.5 left to go. 3:03 on the game clock. Chai-Hai is trying to exhaust a five-minute major, and here comes the Edgewood Crusaders, and they just drew some steel right there. Back to the point. Here is Cagle. Lays that one through some traffic, through a couple of sets of legs into the left wing corner. And here is Halbleib for Madison Edgewood. Goes off on the near side for Porter, just had the goal. Over on the left side, tic-tac-toe, and a chance right there. Richter had a beautiful chance, and that one fought off by Strong again. Boy, it could have been easily 3-3 right there. They're really working Hoop the back and forth there, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they got a good power play.
They're making our players move and moving the puck around. We're down to 1.5 minutes left to go in the power play, the five-minute major right now. This is Matt Richter. Richter spins around and lays it back for Cagle, the defenseman. He'll go cross ice. Now down for Porter. Porter looking to throw one in to Richter as he was heading down the slot. There's a one-timer. That one fought off by Strong into the left wing corner. Back to Cagle. Cagle on the left side now. Goes over to Richter, who was set up top of the circle on the far wing. And back to Cagle. They're still got the rock. And this one hits up and kicks off a stick and hits the rafters up and out of play. And I think that came at a good time for Chai-Hai here.
Yeah, they needed a shift there, without a doubt. No. Edgewood does a really good job. You know, they're deceptive. They don't force plays. They kind of wait for it to happen. And if nothing's there, they'll kind of, like, regroup and kick it out a little bit. Ultimately, it's just it's a very solid power play through and through.
Pretty smooth. I mean,
very smooth. You
know, 1.5 left to go in the second period. Under 1 minute to go in the five-minute major. They've scored once. Here is Edgewood. One-timer by Barnett. That one got to the tender, and Cards able to clear through center, but not very deep. So he banked off the wall, back in the Chai-Hai zone. And it is Rylan Port. He's got the puck right now for Edgewood. They'll cycle down from left to right. They go to the point, and to the near side wing is Fish. Fish over to his left for Barnett. Down side of the circle. Down to 1 minute left to go in the period and 17 on the clock. And here is Strong with the save right now for Chai-Hai. And he'll hang on to that. Pop it in his glove there and give it to the referee. 16 seconds to go in the five-minute major. And 51.4 on the game clock here in the second. Faceoff is in the Chi-High zone. Cards lead at 3-2, and this one gets back to the D. Nice job right there by Ethan Foyles to come up on the defenseman. That one ricocheted off Ethan. We're down to 5 seconds to go on the power play, and this one wrapped around the boards by Carlson, and that should just about do it for the man advantage. Chi-High's got to get their player in, and here comes Sam Hebert onto the ice. It's loose. Let's see if the Cards can counter right here. Here is LeMay over to Foyles, one-on-one. Foyles moves in, off to his right. Foyles trying to dangle past the defenseman. Good job by Cagle to push him off the puck. Foyles was looking for an opening, but 10 seconds left to go in the second period. Here comes the Crusaders into the zone, and a pass to the center of the zone, and this one is lifted up into center ice, and that will run the second period out here. So the Cards give up a goal in the 5-minute major. Could have been a whole lot worse. And they go to the locker room still leading 3-2. Good job by Strong, I think, under some duress.
Another good period out of him.
So, 3-2 count. And Cards, seems like every time you say, okay, Madison Edgewood's going to come back and tie this game, Chi-High finds a way to get a goal here. We'll see if they can keep that up.
Yeah, no, like I said, every goal has been just because they're taking advantage of those quick transitions and they're getting down ice super quick. I don't think we've scored a goal off of just, other than the one was off that quick little draw there. Our goals have came from just really quick transitions where we're creating an on-man rush, maybe a breakaway opportunity. And we're taking advantage of it, so that's just how we're going to have to keep playing. Ultimately here, Edgewood, they're going to start flying guys.
Yep.
You know, they're
going to
start being really heavy on the offense because you're down one goal. Like, at the end of the day, you're down one. If you go down two, then what's the difference, right? So they're going to start flying guys. They're going to start taking chances. So if you bear down in your D zone here, there's going to be more chances to come your way. You just gotta play with some structure, and you got to make plays when needed. But overall, I thought it was a good period and killed off. Only one goal on that major.
Yeah,
like that's a win right there. I mean,
it's really hard.
There was definitely some chances.
Not give up a goal on a 5-minute major.
Oh, I mean, 5 minutes on the power play.
Oof.
I mean, if you can't score on a 5-minute power play, then your power play needs some work.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you better be calling a special teams practice for the next
kind
week.
Kind of like a 3-on-2.
Yeah.
So to speak. So, all right. Well, we take the rest here with a 3-2 count in favor of Chi-High over the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Greg and Hoop with you here today, our producers. We have a couple of them today. We've got Gavin Bobey and Carter Jaeger, our producers back at the Vogo Communications Center. So thanks to them today, and we'll hand it off to them right now for some important messages from our sponsors. This is Cards Hockey on Vogo Radio.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive 2 payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Spin move, tie game from 24 down. The Cards tied it.
it. Holm steps into a tough three.
At the buzzer.
Around the boards, and the Cards are going to state.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Chi High Hockey today. The Cards on top of Madison Edgewood after two periods by a 3-2 count. Cards and Edgewood were tied at one apiece. Chi High getting a couple of goals in the second of lead 3-1, and then the 5-minute major on Sam Hebert. And Edgewood puts him behind Eric Strong to make it 3-2. And that's where we sit heading into the final 17. Shots 25-24 in favor of Chi High. Cards getting goals here today from Jackson LeMay and Matt Fournette. And latest from Sam Johnson at 10:53 of the second period. And Chi High, as Hoop and I were talking, that, you know, Edgewood veteran team, they're going to come out flying here in the third, I'm sure. I think an offense.
100%.
Which, you know, if Chi High plays it right, might be able to turn something over the other direction here.
Well, if you just, if you play very structured D zone to a team that's starting to fly guys, you're going to be able to pick off some routes. You know, if you just, you hold your position, and, you know, whether you're that weak side D in the offense, in the offensive zone, and you know they're starting to fly that guy, and you're able to jump that route. Maybe it's in your D zone where they're starting to creep someone on that backside, and all of a sudden, like, you know he's there, and you could read that guy's eyes who's going to make that cross ice pass. Yep. Like, all of a sudden, if you're in the right spots, you'll be able to make some plays here. So it just comes down to being disciplined and being structured.
All right, we will see. Got the third period ahead here this afternoon. And Chi High Hockey here this week, kicking things off. We'll have about a week before our next game. That's going to be a look at Michaela Hogan's CFM team for the first time this year. We'll have them on the air on the 10th of December, a week from Tuesday. And that's going to be at home against Hudson. And then our next boys game is going to be on the 19th, and that'll be here against Wausau West. Busy week next week for high school sports here on Wogo. On Tuesday, we have the girls, McDonald Max girls at Regis. And then on Thursday, it's Chi boys basketball against Stevens Point. On Friday, Superior comes to town. On Friday, it's Eau Claire Memorial comes to town for girls hoops. And then three basketball games on Saturday. One of those, a Chi High game against Superior. Then we've got a tournament going on over at, I believe it's Colfax or Menominee with McDonald. We've got boys and girls playing there against Prescott. and Elk Mound. So three games a week from today here on WOGO Radio. 3-2 our count right now here at home against Madison Edgewood, and it is again time for a trip down memory lane with Chase Hoople and yours truly here as we think about those years of Chi High hockey and making the transition this year to Lucky and his new coaching staff and new era for Chi High hockey. But, you know, I was thinking about the groundwork laid here for all these decades of hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And intergenerational kind of thing going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chi High hockey has always had a very strong presence in the state of Wisconsin, especially when you look at these banners here between the late 80s and then in the 90s, and then, you know, it kind of, we had some dark years for a while, and then all of a sudden, I would say in the last, like, 12, 13, 14, 15 years, like, Tri-High hockey's been strong, you know. I'm trying to think of the last time a Tri-High team didn't go above 500, you know, and then we've been kind of spoiled in the last few years here, you know, so good things have been coming up through the youth, which is very good, and ultimately, I think, you know, I look at this team with how young they are. You know, there's some potential here in the future, you know, as long as we get some kids to keep developing through the youth program and maybe kids who are on JV right now, that, you know, Lucky's going to have a few good teams here for the next at least two, three years.
He was Bantam coach for 10 years, so he was the feeder for this program for all those
exactly.
years, you know. So 10 years. Yep, 10 years. Bantam coach for Matt Lukowicz. And I asked him before last night's game in the locker room. Was this always a dream of yours to be the head coach? He said, "Well, I didn't know when Scott Parker might retire, and just happened to be the timing was there for Matt to take over." But kind of continues that tradition, the Parker tradition.
Yeah,
played for him.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that's what. I think there's some good that'll come out of this. You know, I think Lucky's going to keep kind of like the core traditional values of being a Tri-High hockey player, but he's also going to bring in some new blood, some new ideas, and maybe some new creativity to it as well. So I think, you know, I think you're going to see Tri-High hockey, like the sweaters really haven't changed much.
Nope.
I do like having the old school Fighting Bird on there. I do like that. So I think it's going to be a good mix where it's going to look like the Tri-High brand of playing hard, playing physical, and being tough to play against, but also kind of it'll be interesting to see what he does to add his own little spice to it, you know, his own little sauce to
make
it.
Make his own mark here. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a minute for the puck drop. Head for the third period. Tri-High leads Madison Edgewood 3-2 here in Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Tri-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cards up by one as we go to the third period, 3-2 over Madison Edgewood here this afternoon. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements like Sue and I were, call H&R Electric. They're your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Cards. And I tell you what, they did a terrific job at our house. We put some improvements in with lighting and great people to work with, H&R Electric. 17 up on the board here today. Chi-High with a 3-2 lead trying to sweep the weekend. They beat Verona last night and trying to knock off a team that's not, their home isn't too far from Verona, Madison Edgewood. And right now leading 3-2 against a very, very good Edgewood team here today. New sheet ice, a little bit of water out there, so they're letting it dry out a little bit here. Hard to believe with things being so cold out that water would stay loose for a while, but it still is a little bit liquidy out there. So players skating around a little bit. Goaltender's going to stretch out and get ready. Derek Strong playing very well here today like he did last night. Faced 24 shots and has stopped all but two of them. And equally good has been Hayden Rule. He is a very active, athletic goaltender. And he's played well for Pete Rothering here today. So the players out there, let's see if we can go 5-on-5 hockey here. Cards had to fight off a 5-minute major, and they gave up a goal in that, but it could have been a whole lot worse in the second period. So here we go. It's Carlson flanked by Foyles and Jackson LeMay defensively, Krista and Burmeister. And here is Brett Carlson trying to push it ahead. He got it into the zone, but it's cleared back out by Edgewood. Chai High on the attack, lifted into the corner. And there's an icing call against the Cards. So we'll reverse it all the way back to the other end of the ice here. 16:41 left to go, just underway here in the third period. But Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The drop to the right of Derek Strong back in the Chi High end of the ice, and this one wrapped around the boards and going to be to the forward over there. That's Jackson LeMay. He'll go cross ice. Cards trying to get organized here offensively, and this one's going to pop back out again for Krista. And here is Foyles. Foyles backpedals along the blue stripe. Going to drop it back for Burmeister. And this one dropped, and icing's going to be waved off against Chi High. Went back in the zone, but they thought Edgewood could have touched it up, and this one drifts in towards Strong, and he'll just gently roll that one in the left wing corner. And the Cards looking to grab the rock right here, and they do. Here is Fournette, comes up, crosses the red center stripe, and dumps this one in, and it comes around left to right. On the half wall, on the near side, scooped up by Edgewood. They go cross ice for Dylan Lenz, trailing by one here, a minute and a half into this third period. This one pops across the line and out to center. Here is Carter Johnson. Johnson's going to carry it right toward the net and drops one in on Rule. He'll make the save right there, the senior goaltender, and hangs on to it. Johnson with a chance here. Carter's a junior, 6'1", 160 pounds. Face off in the Edgewood zone. And a little jostling there for Dane Krista, and he'll lay this one in the left wing corner. Chai High with a chance, came across on the near side as Krista gave it up and then took the return pass, just swept it wide of the cage. Chai High in the attack, can they keep the puck in? No, it pops back out. And here is Austin Fournette. Fournette backhands one off the near fence, and this one just into the Edgewood zone. Gathered in right there by Madison Edgewood. The Crusaders trying to break out. They get it to neutral. Picked off, and Chai High turns it back the other direction. That was Austin Fournette. Fournette dropped it left wing corner. The forecheck is Easton Skelton, the freshman. And here comes Edgewood. Across the line is Porter. Porter's got a goal here. Now Porter shoots, and it came off Strong into the left wing corner. Kind of ricocheted off both shoulders. And it's back out in the center circle. Here comes Edgewood again. Crusaders cross the line, one-timer on net. Clear view of that one for Derek, and this one pops up into the air and out of play. 14:22 on the game clock here. Shots 27-26 now in favor of Edgewood. The Chi-Hi leads the score above that 3-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. They'll drop the puck in the right circle, Chi-Hi D zone. And pushed ahead by the Cards. They do clear it across the line. Here is Kristen. Jammed it on the fence on the far side, right on that yellow stripe. And it's dumped all the way back into the Card zone as Chi-Hi marched into the zone. And then it was turned over. 14 minutes exactly left to go in this one. Cards trying to hang on to a lead here. And it looked like Jackson LeMay was tripped up, but no call right there. And the Cards with a chance. Wraparound try right there by Foyles. And Rule followed him over from left to right. Grabbed the post, and no chance for Foyles on that wrap try. Now comes to LeMay on the back check. LeMay drops this one left wing corner. And it's going to be Edgewood on the breakout right here. This is Fish. Fish crosses the line, trying to go coast to coast. Fish with a chance on net. Strong with a nice save. They had a guy back door. Fish decided to take the shot himself, or it was an errant pass, and Derek made the save. Comes back to the point. Another one-timer. That one went wide of the cage, ricocheted off the inboards and into the left wing elbow, and Chi-Hi able to clear, but that's going to draw the icing call right here with 13:03 left to go, third period. Had a couple of chances, but Edgewood, like we thought, really putting some pressure on here in the third period. Trying to even this one up. Make the trip home a little bit better if they can come back with a couple of goals here. The draw in the Chi-Hi zone. Edgewood drops this back for the D. And now they'll throw it in behind Eric Strong. A couple of guys back there for Chi-Hi peeled off the wall, but Cards can't carry it out. And here's a pass for Dylan Bast. Bast looks up the ice for Carter Johnson. Johnson can't control, coughs it up. And here comes Edgewood again. Here is Richter. Richter, and a shot on net. And save right there by Derek. And he'll turn that one back out to neutral ice. 12:29 left to go. Clock ticking down. Still a lot of time, though, for Edgewood. Tipped out by the Crusaders. Chased down there by Hebert. And this one's going to pop out of play here with 12:20 left to go in the third period. You just got to fight them off here at the end of the game.
You just got to survive. Yeah. Play to survive here. Just make sure you don't allow them in the middle of the ice. Make sure you have your heads on a swivel.
Keep them pushed to the edge, huh?
Keep them out. Yeah, 100%. Keep them outside.
12:20 on the game clock here on WOGO Radio. Cards with a 3-2 lead with two goals in the second period. They gave them that two-goal edge, and then Edgewood came back with the goal in the five-minute major to make it 3-2. Here is Edgewood right now, and a shot by Rillenport, who's got a point here today. That one kicked out by Strong, and Derek works it off to his D. Here comes Dane Krista. Krista tried to carry it through a couple of players, paid the price, but got the puck in deep. And now the players pick themselves up out of the zone. Krista was one of the guys down there, along with Easton Skelton. This one peeled off the wall on the near side, and Edgewood Crusaders is going to bring it in right now. The player that's Fish tried to carry it right to the hole, and he was blocked down. And a couple of players in a little bit of a scrum down there, and a whistle's going to stop play. Dane Krista was the Chi-Hi player down, caught in it, and Owen Cook, the other player for Edgewood. And let's see what they're going to call here. Might be on Edgewood. I think it is. Cook's going to sit for two. And Chi-Hi should have a chance on a power play here, unless they call both of them. Krista was down there, and they were kind of just caught up in each other. I think there's a discussion right now amongst the stripes on what to do. I know we've got one guy in the box right now. It's Cook. Oh, a checking from behind call on Cook. He is a first-line wing, so he'll sit for a checking from behind. Oh, he got an unsportsmanlike call. And what is a double minor, I think, on Chi High. Can you sort this out for me, Hoop?
Yeah, so it's going to be a 2 and a 10 for the check from behind.
Okay.
And then it should just be a 2 minute, so it's going to be essentially it's offsetting.
Okay.
They might – I think it's going to be 4-on-4,
but,
though.
But Cook will be off for the for that time.
Correct. He'll be off for 10 minutes, correct.
So he's pretty much done for the game except for the final minute and a half or so. So a little discussion here amongst the captains for both teams. 5 and 10 for Cook. He'll sit on the checking from behind. And the Cards, is that Krista, is he going to sit? I think he was the one called.
Yeah, it looks like Brett Krista is going to sit.
So a long discussion on the ice here amongst the captains, and guys are smiling out there, and yeah, they're okay. It's hockey. It's a brotherhood of hockey, huh? Okay. And now they're breaking up the committee meeting here, and we're going to have a five-minute major on the Edgewood Crusaders and a two-minute minor on Brett. So he'll sit for the roughing call. And we're essentially 4-on-4 here. Just a big sheet of ice.
4-on-4.
Offsides call on Edgewood here. The 11:17 left to go in the third period. Isn't the hockey great? We've got all these little calls and nuances. And
it's the fastest game in the world.
It is, isn't it? It's great. 11:17, and 4-on-4 hockey here. Face off just at the dot outside the Chippewa D zone, and here is Brett Carlson. Carlson's got it, drags it into the zone, and throws one at the net. Swallowed up there by Rule. Might be a chance for Chi High to get that two-goal lead back here with a big sheet of ice and. Got some seniors out there right now. Carlson and Jackson LeMay. Back the blue stripe, it's Sam Hebert and Burmester. And here comes the Crusaders right now. They get it out of their own end. And it's going to be Dylan Lenz. Split in the D, works right down the low slot. Oh, strong with a huge save. Right there. I mean, he floated right, split the D, came right in on our tender into his grill, and big save by the senior goaltender for Chi High to keep it 3-2. It was like the Red Sea parted right there.
It's a heck of a move.
10-55.
Strong, a couple big saves here, though.
Yep. Controlled by Edgewood. One of their players is hurting a bit, and slow to get up was Owen Porter. Now he's skating. Here comes Chi High. Here is Jackson LeMay. Jackson across the line. This one ricochets over the Edgewood bench and out of play here. 10:38 left to go, third period. Logo Radio coverage of Cards Hockey this 24-25 campaign.
All right, do it, boy.
And we'll take the week off next week from the fastest game in the world. And back on week from Tuesday for girls hockey, CFM girls hockey, and get a chance to catch up with Michaela Hogan, working the microphone with me for a number of years, and now the new head coach of the Sabres. Here is Mark Richter. Richter with 34 goals last year. He's got the moves, got the soft hands, big player. Chi High, though, with the intercept, and that one ran into Lee Darrow, and reaching back to get it. Is Sam
Hebert. Sam, get the game.
Darrow skates, the referee, and Cards had to back up and get the puck. Here they've got it right now. Burmester And it is Foyles. Foyles with the hands and the moves and looks out cross ice for Sam Hebert. Just missed on the pass. We got a penalty right now. We got a slash call right here. And it's going to be on Edgewood. So the Cards. Ryan Arillen Ports is going to sit for two for the slash. And now we got a little bit bigger sheet ice here.
Power play.
Face off in the attacking zone here for Chi High 2. So LeMay and Foyles out there, along with Brett Carlson and Sam Hebert, all the upperclassmen out there for Chi High. And this one is grabbed by the Crusaders and cleared all the way down. 9:44 left of the game clock. 2 minute minor. There's the intercept by Cagle. He read that one, stepped up, and threw that one back in the Chi High zone. Cards trying to get in and set something up, and they do right now. Oh, nope, was offsides. Thought they had something cooking, but here is the clear by Edgewood again. So we got a minute 28 on the extra man for Chi High. Here they come right now, and this is Krista. Walks up to the center stripe, lays one in, and it's intercepted. Got to get a couple of guys on that puck in the offensive zone. Cards can't get organized there. 9:05 left to go on the game clock. Minute 5 to go on the man advantage. Sam Hebert lugs it ahead. Now looks off to his left for Krista. Krista's going to drag it in the corner, then stops. Tries to open up some ice, cycles around. This one's going to come on the near side for Hebert. Sam steps up a few feet, walks up top of the circle, lays one down low. There's a redirect try by LeMay, and this one kicks out of the corner, but the Cards still have it. Here is Krista over to Hebert. Hebert drops it down low for Carlson. Over to Krista. Krista turns, guns one in, wires one up. That one kicked off the wall, and LeMay's got it. He'll drag it to the side of the circle. Now it's Hebert. They tried the redirect to Foyles down low, and it went right into the glove. Rule, and he'll hang on for the faceoff. 23 seconds left to go. I did like, though, how they were moving the puck on that power play.
Great movement there. A couple of good opportunities.
3-2, still the count in favor of Chi High. 8:16 on the game clock here. And LeMay ready to take the all-important draw right here. Chi High trying to win the zone. They can't. And it's cleared by Edgewood. 3-2 the count. The slimmest of leads right now for Chi High as we go to the 8-minute mark left here in the third. Banked off the far wall. And the Cards have it. Stopping at the blue line is Krista. Right next to him was Carlson. Crusaders are a man short right now. And here is LeMay. Turns it over to Carlson with a shot. That one fought off by Rule into the corner. And it is Hebert falling down. And the Crusaders have an odd man rush. And their player fell down on the weak side. So that turned it away, and we got a penalty coming up here, delayed call right now. Let's see who's going to get the gate. Lots of referees on the other side of the glass. I saw all those refs wearing street clothes out there, and you could see the call coming up. Yeah, let's see who's going to take it. Looks as if Krista might be sitting here. Yep, trip on Brett. So he just a few minutes out of the box, is going to go sit down again, warming things up in that sin bin here. So the fourth power play of the afternoon for Edgewood. They trail it by one. They had a five-minute major amongst their four power plays. Chi with three-man advantages here today. 7:23 left to go, third period. Big kill right here for Chi High, leading by one down to the final few minutes of the period. And the Crusaders trying to go D to D, lost the puck behind the line, and have to reorganize here. Now they bring it in on the left wing side, trying to set up their power play. Chi High finds the puck loose, top of the circle on the far side. Nice feed right down there by Madison Edgewood. Chi High tried to clear. They got it to the blue line, but Edgewood gathers it back in again. Here's a one-timer, and that one thumped off the pads of Strong by Frisch. And a backhand try there by Richter. Just went wide. Minute 25 left to go in the power play. 6:45 on the game clock, and the Cards just able to lug that one across the line and make the Crusaders go back for it. 6.5 left to go. Now it's going to be picked up by Sam Hebert. He'll come up to the line, launch one in. Cards in the midst of a change. Carlson's back out there for Chi High along with LeMay, and this one is feathered into the zone by Madison Edgewood. Here they go, and a one-timer on net is hauled in by Derek Strong, who made the save and then pounced on the rock right there. 52 seconds left to go here on the power play. All right, this would be a huge kill, wouldn't it, Hoop?
Huge. Absolutely huge.
Down to the final few minutes of the game. 6:14 left to go, and the Cards desperately trying to hang on here. Had a two-goal lead in the second. Now it's down to one. And a little delay of action here. I'm not sure what's going on. But the referee comes over to the...
I think it's confusion on when a player is supposed to get out of the box.
Okay. 52 seconds left to go, and I think it probably goes back to the Edgewood, doesn't it? Because they have the multiple penalties there. It's probably the Edgewood player trying to figure out
who gets out.
Okay, I think we got it figured out here. 52 to go on the power play for Chi High, for Madison Edgewood, pardon me. 6:14 in the game clock, and we're just about ready to drop the puck, and there it is. Dennis Fenton drops it, and here we go. Edgewood, 45 seconds to work with on the man advantage. Over to Richter. Richter on the near side. There's a shot on net off the toe of Strong from Lenz's shot. This one comes back to Richter, and ripped out of the air by the big senior goaltender for Chi High, and he'll hang on to that. Boy, he loaded one up, wired that one right in, and nice save by Derek with 31 seconds left to go here in the third period. Face off again to Strong's right, and it is a clean win off the draw from Madison Edgewood. There is an intercept, and here comes LeMay. LeMay with a chance. Oh, he tried to drag it and lost the puck. But a good intercept by Jackson. And we got to get him back. 14 seconds left to go. And here comes Edgewood again. They'll work it to the left side. One-timer. Fanning on it was Richter. Down to 4 seconds left to go. The Edgewood Crusaders still have it in the zone. They work it back to the point. Here's Cagle with a shot. That one came off Derek Strong. And the Cards back to equal strength. And here they come. Up the ice comes Foyles. Foyles one-on-one. Foyles trying to drag it to the left side. And the loose change picked up right there by Dane Krista. Couldn't put it home. And we have an icing call right here against Edgewood with 5:01 left to go in the third period. So the Cards able to kill the power play off for Edgewood and had a chance the other direction. And now the face-off in the Crusaders zone. 5:01, the game clock left here, and a 3-2 lead for Chi High, trying to win their first two games of the season. Here's Dane Krista, flanked by Sam Johnson and Easton Skelton, that young line, and they bring it right to the hole, and save made by Rule. 31 shots on the Crusaders goalie here today. And it's going to be dropped face off left wing circle in the Chi High attacking zone right now and kept in. Nice job by Easton Skelton to keep it in. Cards step up, but they can't hold the zone. And here comes Kinsler for the Crusaders. Tried to drop it off to his left for Port. They didn't connect. The Chi-Hi in transition right now. Dumped in by Sam Johnson. Works it off the wall. He'll skate to the bench. Makes room for Dylan Based. Here come the Crusaders again. They walk it across the blue stripe, and Base ties up his man. That one tapped into the corner by Derek Strong with 4:17 left to go. And now it's on the half wall in the Chi-Hi zone. Let's see what team comes up with it as we hit the four-minute mark left to go. This one Chi-Hi up 3-2. Scrum forward along the fence in the near side. This one wrapped around the wall, and the Cards can't get it out. Tapped off the wall and in deep. Chased down by Burmester. And this one's going to be carried to the blue line. And the Cards finally able to walk it past the blue line. And this one is pushed on the hand pass by Dylan Bass, but he didn't touch it again until a Crusader touched it. So now Chi-Hi on the forecheck right here. This is Sam Hebert. He steps up. Hebert fanned on a little bit. Couldn't get to it. And in transition comes Owen Porter. Porter to the half wall, 3:25 left to go in this one. There's a block by Carter Johnson, and it's going to be Brett Kristen. Kristen with Johnson on his wing. Kristen's going to move it in, drops one into the left wing corner. Chased down by the Cards. Burmeister's going to go off on the change, and here comes Foyles back on the ice. 3:02 left to go.
Looks like Edgewood's going to go on a power play here.
Okay, yeah, delayed call. The goalie's out of his net, and the Cards are going to give up a power play chance at the end of the game. Here's a one-timer. Strong with the save. Cards need to touch it, and they finally do. With 2:47 left to go, third period, a delayed call on Chi-Hi in the fifth power play chance of the night. A tripping call on Carter Johnson. And a critical point in the game right here, Hoop, with 2:47 on the game clock and two-minute power play for Edgewood.
Batting down the hatches here.
Well, the Cards giving him some chances here in the third, you know.
Oh, they have. I mean, honestly, Strong's kind of a big reason why they're still in this game. I mean, he's made some very good. He's made the saves he's needed to.
Exactly. Not too acrobatic, but he just plays his angles well, and he sees the puck and knows where to be at the right time. So here we go. Faceoff won by Edgewood. They trail it by one. Two-minute power play with 2.5 left to go in the game. Comes back to Cagle, the big senior defenseman for them. Glides along the blue stripe and then drops one in on the left side. Nice clear right there for the Cards from Brett Krista. That'll rag some time off the clock. 2:19 left to go in the game. Minute and a half on the power play. We're getting down within a minute or so of Pete Rothery maybe pulling his goaltender here too. We'll see. Here is a one-timer from Dylan Lenz. That one popped high in the air over the Strong's crossbar. With 1:54 left to go and a clear by Chi-Hi. Down to 1 minute left to go on the power play. 1:48 on the game clock. The drop for Edgewood. They get it back to the point. Here is Cagle. Looks it over. Stops and pops one in. With 52 seconds to go. 1.5 left to go in the game. And this one kicks off Fournette, but still in the zone. Cagle walks it along the line. Cagle looks, and again, a quick wrist shot. Hits Strong, and the Cards need a clear. And here they get it. Nice job by Fournette, at least to get it out to neutral ice. So Edgewood has to come back out again. 29 to go on the power play, and we're at 1:12 left to go on the game clock. And
can't believe they haven't pulled him yet.
Me either. Rule is still between the pipes at the other end. Here is Cagle with a shot. Screen, big screen on Strong. But the save made, and the Cards able to bring it out. Here is Foyles, goaltender still out there for him, but Foyles works it deep in the north side of the barn, deep in the Edgewood end of the ice, and Cards are back to 5-on-5 hockey as soon as they get the player out there. There is LeMay, and he's out right now. Both teams at full strength for the first time in a long time. There goes Rule. He's out. Here's the extra attacker for them. Strong looking, trying to find the puck, and it's in behind him with 28 seconds left to go. Cards in the corner. Here's a shot taken by Dylan Lenz. That one went over the crossbar. 20 seconds left to go. And the Cards need one more clear if they can get it. But pinching in is Edgewood, and the net was wide open on the near side for Lenz, and he didn't see the puck. Here's LeMay dragging the puck down to 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, oh, an empty netter. LeMay went past the red line, found the empty net. And it's a 4-2 win for Chi High here with 3.6 seconds left to go. LeMay's second of the game at 16:54 of the third period. Number 21 picks up his third of the season, second of the game. And Chi High is going to sweep the weekend here from Verona and Madison Edgewood. There's the drop, and that will do it. As the Cards go 2-0 for new coach Matt Luckowitz here this afternoon. And a nice win, and the players gather around Derek Strong, and he really was the reason that they won this game.
100%. I'm not going to take anything away from the Cards. I thought they played great. Obviously, they played the way they needed to win. But ultimately, I mean, Strong came up with some great saves, some point-blank opportunities. And, I mean, he kept him in it, you know, and he made – there was probably three or four breakaways that he stopped, a couple 2-on-0s that he stopped. I mean, ultimately, he had a fantastic game, and the boys did exactly what they needed to do with the goalie who was playing hot to come away with a victory here.
Yeah, nice win for him here today. Nice weekend, huh? You beat Verona Friday night and then turn it around very quickly and knock off Madison Edgewood. Potential state tournament team again, and the Cards going to sleep well tonight, get some rest and some food, and just enjoy the rest of the day as they come away a 4-2 winner over Madison Edgewood. Well, we've got our post-class and mirror post-game show. We'll kind of recap things for you and bring you a highlight on the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. Final here in Chippewa this afternoon. The Chi High Cardinals home team knocks off Madison Edgewood, a team that was in the quarterfinals of state tournament last year, 4-2, and beat this top quality team. So we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of
Check Law. Okay, go ahead and play.
I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, the Cards with an empty netter defeat Madison Edgewood by a 4-2 count here today. A good game, a really good game. Chi-High played it well. Good goaltending. They got the goals when they needed it and fought off some power plays. Probably looking back at this one, I'm sure that Matt Luckowitz is going to say, guys, got to not give them so many power plays here. There were some penalties that they would love to take back there and not be called on. So, but Chi-High with a big weekend and a 4-2 win over Madison Edgewood. And it's time for our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Final shot total, 43-30. In favor of Edgewood. They had the edge in that department, but Chi-High won where it counted, 4-2 here today. And goals again by Jackson LeMay. Had a couple of those here today, but nice to see Fournette scored again, and young Sam Johnson, Mason's brother, with a goal at 10:53 of the second period. So let's go downstairs, and Hoop has got head coach Matt Luckowitz, who's undefeated so far for his career. I'm not sure if it's going to stay that way. Probably not, but let's have Hoop catch up with Lucky right now. Go ahead.
All right, here I am with Coach Luckowitz. What a game.
Great game. Oh, my goodness. We knew that we had a challenge, but, you know, we're telling the boys beforehand, it's like, hey, these guys are doing the same thing you're doing. They're coming off a game from the night before that they had to travel. The one thing we knew we had to come into this game with is discipline, and that's the first thing I told them. Guys, if we're not disciplined and playing disciplined hockey, we're going to get exposed. And we did a couple times, and it led to some goals tonight. But for the most part, we paid attention. And then the next thing was we also have to be physical. So you got to be disciplined, but we got to play our game, which is a physical game. They came out. They did it. They dug deep. The grit towards the end and just staying home and still being physical, you got to hats off. These guys played an awesome game today.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Edgewood's not a slump of a team. You know, they were solid. You could definitely tell the maturity level. Like, they're just a deeper team with more seniors, more juniors. Definitely an older team. But ultimately, I mean, you guys were able to kind of batten down the hatches in the D zone. You didn't give up. You gave up a couple, you know, breakaway opportunities. But ultimately, when it was in the D zone, we were able to batten down the hatches. And you guys were really good on the rush tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and we've talked about this before, and I've made reference before to the 99 squad. You know, they had leadership, and we told the seniors at the beginning of the year, guys, this is your team, and there's 10 of them, so that's a lot of leadership on a team, and that matters. That 99 squad had a lot of leadership. They all bought in, and they all had a focus, and we've told our guys, this is what we need. Now the younger guys are starting to respond. Hats off to Edgewood. They're an awesome team. Like, they made some really nice plays tonight. They just didn't finish or didn't execute on a couple things. But I'll tell you what, Derek Strong had a really good night tonight, too. He looked awesome back there. He was a wall, so he played a great game.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. A strong man had a great night. He made every save that he needed to, and ultimately he didn't leave too many second chance opportunities out there.
No, he's been really good about that, especially in practice, just making sure that when we get reps in, he's always working on reps to the corner, making sure that he's not leaving those rebounds. We saw a couple come out there tonight, but then our D were in position to get those cleared, which was good. But, man, he's done a stellar job, and he just looked cool as a cucumber toward the end. And then he had to hustle off because he's been having some blister issues on those feet of his, and he's got to get that taken care of.
Well, Coach, you know, so you're two games in, two very big wins, and it's always good to beat the Madison schools. You know, there's just something about it that feels great once you accomplish that. What excites you most about coming off a 2-0 weekend and with the team kind of for the rest of the season here?
The thing that I have to say at this point is, you know, we didn't know where we were going to fit in, so it was all about beginning of the year, you don't know what you got exactly. You have a scrimmage under your belt. You got 2 weeks of practice under your belt. You really don't know who you are. So we started fast. That's good. Now we have to keep that momentum going. A lot of teams can start fast and then just start to slump. So we got to find a way to avoid that slump. So we just beat two really good teams. So you asked what the most exciting thing is, the fact that we're beating good teams early in the season.
100%. Start early, start fast. So ultimately, Coach, that was a great game. Really looking forward to the rest of the year, and congrats on two first victories as head coach.
Yeah, thanks, and I do apologize that I didn't do the pregame for you guys, but this rookie coach will get it dialed in for you.
We'll figure it out, folks. Good job, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, it's okay. Well, takes a while to train a new coach, and we'll do it here on WOGO. Congrats to Matt Luckowitz, starting his career with two very, very big wins here for Chi High. So they're 2-0 on the young season. Our post-class and mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after a windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls. Postglassandmirror.com. And time now for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The Cards struck first here today, and it was number 21, the veteran Jackson LeMay, with the first of two goals here today at 5:03 of the first. And the assist went to another senior, Ethan Foyles, at 5:03 into the first period. And then it was Edgewood countering at 8:22 of the first. They tied it up with a Rylan Port goal, and the assist went to Hudson Kinsler, and we ended the first period tied at one apiece. And then the Cards struck again, 44 seconds into the first period. It was one of the newcomers, a relative newcomers, Matthew Fournette. Nice job by Matt to score to give the Cards the lead again, and it sounded like this. Derek Strong couldn't get his glove on it. Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. Comes in, shot! Oh, he found the back of the cage. What a shot by Matt Fournette. One on two, and he buried it against Rule just near the dot in the right circle, and it's 2-1 Chi High. Yeah, Netter with a nice goal there, and 2-1, as I said. And then Chi High got a two-goal lead with a goal by Samuel Johnson, and the assist went to Dane Krista. That was at 10:53 of the second period. But Chi High had a five-minute major and gave a power play goal back to Madison Edgewood at 13:34 of the second period. It was Owen Porter scoring for Edgewood, and that, again, was a one-goal lead. Cards came back in the third period, and the empty netter in the third for Chi High at 16:54. Cards had to fight off some power plays again and spent some time in the box, but it was Matt Fournette. Jackson LeMay who scored the empty netter at 16:54 to seal the deal and a 4-2 count. So there you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. Contact Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com, where you can find her on Facebook. So, Chi High, 2-0 on the young season with a new coach and new coaching staff and a lot of new players.
Yeah, ultimately it was a great weekend, a great way to start. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with Coach Luckwitz. What would get me excited as the coach is the fact that early in the season you're finding a way to beat good teams.
Yeah.
You know, and he's 100% right. It's a quick turnaround from that first practice to the first scrimmage to the first game. And ultimately, there's definitely some things that got to get cleaned up a little bit. But with that being said, they played good hockey,
know,
and they did the right things necessary to win, and they came out 2-0 on the weekend. So good start for the Cards.
You're going to play a lot of good teams this year.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have to be up for those. But, you know, this is a good start for a team and gives them confidence going into the rest of the season. Well, Hoop, it's been fun to have you back again.
Pleasure.
To do
my
this
pleasure.
Every year. It's
absolutely.
Just fun to have you back at the microphone. Thanks for coming up. Final again, 4-2. Chi High beats Madison Edgewood. Want to thank our great producers here today. It was Gavin Bovey and Carter Jaeger back at the WOGO Communications Center. For Chase Hoople, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. We'll have hockey again about a week and a half for girls hockey. Michaela Hogan's CFM Sabres. Lots of basketball next week on Tuesday. It is the girls, McDonald girls against Eau Claire Regis. And then Thursday, boys basketball, Chi High and Stevens Point, boys hoops, and lots of games next week for basketball. Check out the calendar at WOGO.com. For Chase, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Final again, Chi High beats Madison Edgewood 4-2 here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Spin move, tie game from 24 down. The Cards tied it.
Holm steps into a tough three.
And he made it.
Go home.
At the buzzer.
The game for McDonald. 68-65.
Ripped around the boards, and the Cards are going to state.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.